What's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
And that's exactly what Phil Johnson and Tracy Johnson have done today. They have gotten together with me on our KGLO Live Line to talk about something special at Mason City High School. The athletic department really kind of front and center for the community right now to drive by and look and see construction, and people are asking questions, and that's all a good thing. So let's visit a little bit about that. First of all, welcome Phil Johnson and Athletic Director Tracy Johnson. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Let's start with Tracy Johnson, if we can, Athletic Director. Tracy, you must be getting a lot of questions about what's happening on site at Mason City High School right now.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to see and to get all the questions. I think, you know, a lot of people, when the school board approved it and all this stuff, they kind of knew it was going to happen. But it really took to heart, and they got moving quick on it. So it's amazing to see all the work that they've got done. We were probably fortunate this winter, too, to get wasn't such a bad winter, so we were able to get a little head start.
And now I know Phil shot me this little note about the future is now, which is really a way that people in the community can help be a part of what's going on with this terrific expansion, which will include a field house, strength and conditioning area. It's got the swimming pool area. It will just be an absolute terrific location and beautiful facility. But what's the future is now? What's all of that all about?
Right. You know, once we knew we were getting the new facility and things like that, you know, anytime you get something new, you've got to look at, now how do we furnish it? You know, you get a new house, you got to furnish stuff. And so, you know, one of the things that we had equipment, and, you know, especially talking about our weight room, and strength and conditioning, you know, we had that stuff, and we thought, you know, if we're going to do this first class, we're going to do this right, let's try to make everything first class and right. And instead of putting in the new weight room and having all the old weight equipment that's been there quite a few years, I believe, with, I think, Coach Carlisle, possibly Chris Carlisle, helped a little bit a while back. But, you know, we decided that, you know, this is an opportunity to get everybody excited, especially with the new facility coming in. It was just an opportunity to make it first class. And one of the things we talked I talked with the gentleman that's doing the flooring in the field house for the track surface, and he said that this will be the best high school indoor track in the Midwest. You know, and I've been around. I was in the Des Moines area for 20 plus years, and I've been around the state with, you know, with different ADs and know what facilities are. I truly think this is going to be the best overall athletic facility in the state of Iowa when it gets completed.
And this will be something that will be quite a draw, as I understand, too, for things outside of what happens day-to-day at Mason City High School, right?
It really does. It gives us the opportunity to showcase, you know, not only the high school, but also the community when, you know, for example, the pool, the natatorium, they built it so it's going to have 11 25-yard lanes, and then it's also going to have a way we can go 8 25-meter lanes, which allows us to hold like regional competitions for USA Swimming and that type of stuff. The field house with four full-size basketball courts in the middle, youth tournaments, volleyball tournaments in there, indoor track meet. We're already getting calls about this whenever, you know, we could have an indoor track meet, I think, 6 days a week. The calls that we're getting about wanting to get in our track meet. So, you know, and there's a lot of opportunity to do that and to showcase the community and, you know, just bring some pride back and get the community excited about what's happening at the high school.
I got to say this, too. Now, Tracy, you're partnering with Phil Johnson, and It's tough to beat this guy, isn't it, when it comes to helping with fundraising and just being a community guy, right?
Oh, man, it's awesome. We're very fortunate here. You know, and Phil gave a presentation to our school board Monday night, or not school board, Booster Club Wednesday night. And, you know, at the end, one of the Booster Club members thanked him for everything that he did, because I think a lot of that stuff goes unnoticed. He likes to kind of stay behind the scenes and do all the work. And when I started this and just kind of talked with Phil, I knew we wanted to make this first class. And so Phil and I had a conversation, and he said that, you know, he would kind of be the front person on this with the committees. And the thing that struck me the most is when we started talking about it, Phil said, he goes, you know, I don't have to do this. He goes, I want to do this, which makes it a lot more fun to do that. So he's been great. He's done a majority of the back behind the scenes work, which is nice. And it's been a joy to work with him.
All right, Phil, now tell us a little bit. Now, you got involved, and obviously you've been involved. Your kids have gone through school there. You've been a great supporter of the athletic program and the Hall of Fame at Mason City High School and other things. What piqued your interest about the Future Is Now program and fundraising effort?
Well, you know, Tim, what's involved here, like, for example, in the natatorium area, I student taught here in 1967, and the pool at John Adams, I believe, is the very same as it was in 1967, except there might be a little bit more lighting. But, you know, compared to what other schools have for swimming areas, we just need to have an upgrade. As far as practices go, that's why, you know, there's young people who are practicing at 6 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, there's other teams who are practicing. They get home at 9:30 at night. So we've had a need for this for a long, long time, and we all know that the strength and conditioning program is the basis for the athletic program, and with everything that we have going, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal, and it's going to be so great for the community. The neat thing about this, Tim, is that, you know, it takes a village to have something like this happen, and so we've got Gene Gordon and John Hugo and Mark McManigal and Doug Opheim working with the alumni. And we have Scott Reardon, who's had a great experience in designing weight rooms at Notre Dame and I believe Texas Tech and other places. He's involved in helping us design the weight room. And with Tracy's leadership and Dave Versteeg, you know, they're 100% behind the program. And the school board had the vision to get this going. So it's really a community effort. And it's just like Tracy and you alluded to, it's just going to be phenomenal.
And so how do you, you know, you start with a kind of a blank canvas this way. This is kind of the neat part about this, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's absolutely. Bergman and Cram have done a great job of putting the program together. And now what we need to do is that we need to just explain it to the community and communicate the benefits of everything. And, you know, we have such a great community here. I'm sure that they'll be on board. And away we go here.
How do people participate? How do they give? How do they contribute?
Well, we have a brochure which has a contribution form in it. So if somebody would like to have a brochure which kind of explains, you know, what the project is and also some diagrams, etc., they can always call our office here at 423-7070, and I would mail it to them. We're going to be visiting to a number of service clubs. We're going to be talking to a number of foundations. There are businesses in town. You know, you think with the great facility that we have here, for example, if I owned a hotel here in town, you know, with the facilities to have volleyball, basketball, tournaments, swim meets, you know, just think what it's going to do for our community as far as people coming to Mason City. So, you know, what we need to do is to do a good job of explaining exactly what is going on. We have a PowerPoint presentation here that really shows what the program is, and it's just going to be exciting to today. Actually, Tim, is the official kickoff day of our capital campaign, so it's exciting because a lot of work has gone into this, and now we're going to see the fruits of our effort. And you know, this is a one-time shot, so we need to do it right, and so we're going to work really hard at it, and with Tracy's leadership and getting a lot of other people involved. We'll make it happen.
You know, Phil, one of the things I noticed, I was just looking at the flyer myself, and from a contribution level, if somebody wants to give $100, if they want to give $10,000 or $50,000, there's room for people to give at all kinds of levels to help and to be a part of this process.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want as many people involved as we can. And in the drawings, whether as you come in the common area, where there's going to be a very neat display area, which is going to honor everybody who you know, has contributed to the program. But it's really going to be neat, you know, as you drive by or walk by and you see this starting to take shape, you know, that many people have had a hand in helping to make this happen.
I just have to ask this, too. One of the questions that keeps popping up, and when will it be completed? And with any construction thing, there's always that question, but it should be by next year, shouldn't it, Tracy?
Yeah, the completion date is scheduled for July 1st of 22. From the school's perspective, at least from my perspective, if we can make sure that we're in it day one when the fall practices start, that's going to be awesome, which gives us about a five-week window. But, you know, knock on wood, the weather's been pretty good, except for today, obviously. They've got a good start, so it's so far so good.
Wow. Congratulations on putting this together to this point in time, and as you launch this program, I think you're going to find great success and great cooperation from the community, because what a great opportunity to grow a great facility into a greater facility.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that's one of the things is, you know, I think when the district started talking about it, they didn't want to touch the gym as far as any setup of it. And I think that was a great idea, because it's a phenomenal gym. It's a great place to play. That's just the competition here. There's so much stuff that goes in behind the scenes with practices. And like Phil mentioned, you know, now we can have all of our teams practice right after school. So we're not, and on location, so we're not having our freshmen jump on a bus and going over to Lincoln or whatever. We're all at the school, and they can, you know, we can get things taken care of after, right away after school. And I think everybody's going to benefit a great amount.
Tracy, before I let you go, too, what about this new conference talk then, too? That's coming up tonight, I know, in the school board meeting. What are your thoughts there?
I feel good about it. I think it's something last year when I was at Des Moines Roosevelt, we kind of started talking about it in December. And then obviously COVID hit, so everything got kicked, the can got kicked down the road and stuff. But we just kind of came to fruition after we did the conference did the initial 10-9 split, but there were some things that just didn't jive. It wasn't a huge benefit for us. And so myself and some other ADs from the outlying schools just kind of had started talking, and again, I had a great relationship with four ADs in Des Moines, and we kind of talked about this idea, and the superintendents, you know, kind of ran it up the flagpole, and it's taken a quick life. I didn't realize we'd get it done this quickly, but I'm excited. Last week, Ottumwa approved it. Tonight, Marshalltown and Mason City is at their board. Next week, it will be at Fort Dodge and Ames, and then we'll know for sure. So we'll have an answer by April 1st.
Fantastic stuff. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys taking time out on a busy, busy day. Tracy Johnson and Phil Johnson. And, again, if people want to contribute, again, where do they get the flyer? That's one way to just take a look at this or find out more information, Phil?
Sure. The best way would be to contact our office here. We're on the third floor of the Brick and Tile Flyers. We have flyers out at the high school. And we'll have some flyers distributed at various places around town, like Hy-Vee and places like this, so that, you know, people will see this and they'll want to get involved. Tim, the big thing I should add is, you know, this is really going to be fun, and to see this thing take shape, you know, it's just fun to have it happen.
Oh my, yeah, just driving by. I mean, I'm lucky enough; I get a chance to drive by it every day on my way to work, And so I get a chance to see things as they're happening. And it's something that I look forward to every day. And I think the community is really going to enjoy watching this this grow into something really, really special at Mason City High School.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yep. And Tim, also, when you talk about getting information on it, as soon as we're Phil's been working with a local marketing group, and they're going to, we're creating a website as well. So as soon as that gets up and built, we'll also have a link to the website on the school's webpage.
Terrific. And you got a video presentation, Phil, right now?
We do. Yeah, we have a PowerPoint presentation here, which, you know, if anybody would like to see that, well, just give me a call, and you know, I'd be happy to give it to a group or to individuals or whatever. But it really shows the story all about advertising is the people that we've used for this, and they did a great job of putting this together. So it really gives you a visual concept of what this is going to look like.
Fantastic stuff. Guys, I appreciate your time. I've got to run, but the future is now at Mason City High. Phil Johnson, Tracy Johnson, thanks, guys, for being with us today.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Have a great one. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.